Trees for a Change plants trees as gifts in national forests that have been destroyed by wildfire. The bottom line is that we're a tree dedication service.
In 2007, Kim Isley was a high school English teacher feeling unfulfilled by her work. Then she had an idea.
10 years ago, we had just a bunch of new research had come out about climate change and about the environment and what we're doing as people that affects the environment. And I really started doing a lot of personal research on what can I do to really have an impact. And one of the things that I kept reading over and over and over again was plant trees. Even one tree makes a huge difference. I guess the average tree over its lifetime will sequester a ton of carbon. And that's a lot, right? So it felt to me like, okay, I want to start my own business. I want it to have something to do with trees. I'm just not sure how that's going to work. And then I've always been a gift giver and liked giving gifts and but always felt kind of bothered by the idea that, you know, I'd give a gift and it would, maybe it would be something that would be useful or wonderful, but maybe it's, you also run the risk when you're giving a gift of it being something that's just going to sit on a shelf or something that eventually goes to Goodwill or, you know, right? So more stuff.
I would have assumed that the national forests have their own budget, that if a fire comes by and destroys a grove or a large number of acres, that there must be money to replant trees if that's what's necessary.
Right.
But is that not the case?
You would think. And that is kind of how it works. For many, many years, that's how it's worked. The Forest Service is given a budget, and within that budget is money to fight fires and money to restore fire-burned areas. Well, what's happened over the last 15-ish years is the fires have been so intense, so outrageous, and that there's a lot of things that contribute to that, including the climate, but also some forest management policies that were, you know, from way back that kind of have created some situations in some forests where they're overgrown. And so when a fire does start, the fire is way more devastating than you would hope, right? So there's no money left over to restore those areas.
Okay, tell me how this works then. It's I have a birthday coming up for someone. I want to give them a gift of a tree. I go to your website, I imagine. What do I do there?
So you'd come to Trees for a Change and decide which option works the best for you. Our most popular option is the personalized tree gift, or if it's a memorial for somebody, because we do a lot of memorials, it would be the memorial tree gift. And you would tell us who you're planting the tree for and what you want us to put on the certificate. We're going to make a personalized certificate with their name. So if you're planting this tree for a friend, your friend's name would be on our website, on our tree name registry. And your friend can look up their name at any time and track their tree, the location of their tree.
25,000 trees later, Kim Isley and her company Trees for a Change have a lot to celebrate this Bastille Day. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.